Welcome to Knotcast episode 140, your bedroom speciality. I am Saverin.
I'm Fuzzle.
I'm Recky.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Random Bat.
Ah, Kavis.
Random Bat. Random Bat, yeah. Random black guy, a.k.a. random... Can I say nigga? Yeah, nigga. Random nigga. Oh, by the way, how's the Fur Affinity page? Yes, I just went there. And I will go there again. Ban me. Watch me be banned after this episode comes out.
Well, at least you wouldn't wonder why.
You might know. Make history as the first con guest of honor to be banned.
That would be awesome.
Especially if FAU makes you the guest
of honor. If FAU makes
me guest... And then banned you. Your guest of honor, you're banned from the con.
Wow, that would be epic.
That's, yeah.
The banned guest of honor. They just have a photo of you with a big band.
They would just have to roll out one of those pianos that plays by itself.
Play a piano.
Get a tape deck.
Wow. I got a big old 80s style boombox.
They could bring in any random black guy and replace me. I mean, we all look alike.
See, he said it, I didn't. No, I'm playing.
It's like Recky could just sit there and just...
Hi, Dragonair. Hi, Skiggles. Hope y'all are doing well.
They probably don't listen to
Love
us.
Love you, Bucktail.
That's probably for the best.
Actually, Dragonair has listened to the show before.
Oh, damn.
God help us.
Yeah, well.
Nobody else will.
Whatever.
God help us, somebody else. Nice, Shira.
So, yeah. It's a magical week.
Yeah, that's one word for us.
Well, I didn't know you were tweeting lyrics from the Jack Sparrow song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you kids, tell you.
Well, I was too, you know.
Saying nigga. What's wrong with you? Nobody says that.
Saverin, you're a pussy just waiting to get fucked. That's what it is.
I am a fox. Oh.
So. Okay, so you're not really changing the direction of that statement at all.
Yeah, well, there was the synonyms, fox and what he just said.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to say pussy?
I can't say pussy.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, I just said pussy. Damn it.
Bitches and whores, let me tell you. All right, so it's like...
It's bitches and hoes. Get it right. Hoes. In different area codes.
You can call me stars. Never mind.
So it's 9:45. We should really start trying to record earlier. That'd be great. It doesn't happen.
It's my fault because, you know, I show up 45 minutes late to everything.
Well, I mean...
And you're black, so...
See, that's a coincidence.
You were driving through, you know, Farmers Branch while black. They had to, like, double check you.
They asked me for my green card. That's how bad it was.
Well, they sent me back from Arkansas to come get you. That's what it was.
Wow. Funny, I'm headed that way. I hope I, well, actually, no, all the sheep are at the neighbors tonight, so.
Well, thanks for dragging yourself all the way out here to be on our show.
Yeah, you were coming here, and then, like, yesterday, Recky said, going to Arkansas.
So we're trading.
Well, enjoy your running water while you have it here in Texas.
Yeah, we were making all the Arkansas jokes earlier.
I got to go do some inspections at the Pulaski County jail system.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It was great. I checked in on Facebook and Foursquare, and it said, you know, Recky is at the Pulaski County jail.
It's nice. Like they let you keep your iPhone
in the jail. Damn. They pimping up in there.
I was amused last time you inspected a jail and you were like, I've never been called a white boy so many times before.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, there are a lot of fucking white people in jail here. Why am I the only white boy?
Well, you are pretty damn white.
It was the white guys calling you white boy.
There's a term called wig.
I wanted to go, you know what? You can't shit in a stall, so I win. Fuck off. I just couldn't. I was just like, okay, wow. What do I say to these guys? You know, nothing. That's what I say. Absolutely nothing.
Four words. Don't drop the soap.
I do my inspections and get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's probably a very good
and
idea.
And now you're like, I'm never going in there. Ain't killing nobody, ain't driving drunk.
I had to go, like, into the fucking kitchen where they were all forced
to cook. The fucking kitchen. That's the kitchen where they cook with Spoo, I guess. Yeah,
fucking kitchen. No, these guys were butt ugly. I don't want to think about any of them like that. This is, these are just, like, this was a collection of the ugliest fucking people in Little Rock.
Oh, God, so, I'm sorry, guys.
Don't die.
I'll be glad when I can get rid of this cold.
Man, we're all home with Game Bang in Little Rock, according to HBO. I'm from Little Rock, by the way, so, yeah, I'm totally not offended by any of this.
I know.
I live north of I-630, so...
I've noticed that there are certain states and certain towns that even the people living there will talk shit about. Like, I've never heard word one good said about Detroit, even from people that live there.
Except from people in Cleveland. Wait, never mind.
They're strangely proud of the fact that they live in Cleveland.
And that they're not Detroit.
That's right, yes.
We're not Detroit.
Through Detroit. It was horrible.
We're not Fort Worth, so.
Hey. You don't slow down to East Cleveland or you'll die.
Hey, at least Fort Worth has, some good urban renewal projects going on right now.
There is that.
It's like their Addison Circle here. They're taking, like, multiplying it by 10 in the 7th Street between downtown and the Arts District. Mm. So it's actually taking, like, little shitty parts of town and making them nice again.
Yeah. I actually do like Fort Worth. I was just shitting on it for a moment. I gotta go there in the morning, so I'm kind of bitter about it.
They won't keep you. You can escape back to the real city over on this side of town.
Yep.
So, we should read an email.
We should talk about shit. Because there's a couple things I want to talk about.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. Should talk about shit. Why don't you talk your shit?
Okay.
Nigga.
Thank you, Sabra.
You're banned.
Okay. So, I'm going to start with...
Banned.
First thing I'm going to discuss is... Stop that, really. First thing I'm going to discuss is a fur meet that is not here, but is in New London, Connecticut. There's a Borders Express store in the Crystal Mall of New London, Connecticut. So if you're in that area or can get to that area, you should totally go to that store because now they have Fur Planet and Sofa Wolf books for sale in the bookstores on the shelf.
Cool.
Because there is an employee there who's a furry, and they placed a special order. And they're going to have a semi-monthly fur meet there. The next one is in June. I'm assuming he'll post the details to his FA. On FA, he's Shadow Lord 8, and I'll have Savern add that to the show notes. I've been told that the mall is fursuit friendly, so if people are inclined to, they can show up in suit. It's going to be kind of a semi-monthly literary meet, so read.
Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book.
They even had an end cap that said furry literature and had a bunch of books on there and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. So I just I told him that I would try to get him a shout out. So anybody in that northeast area that can get to New London, Connecticut, then definitely check it out. I'd love to see this meet succeed.
Neat. And
not just cool. Because I want to sell more books. Speaking of books, this is kind of cool. We want to congratulate both Kyle Gold and Sofa Wolf, who are both guests of honor at a non-furry con.
Wow.
This is a gay-themed sci-fi convention. And you may know the name. It's a Galaxicon, which has been running for about 10 years now. I remember seeing a clip on The Daily Show years ago where they were at Galaxicon and they were interviewing a furry. It was one of the early commentators was like, it's a guy having anal sex with a fox. And that was at a Galaxicon. And that's my only experience with Galaxicon. But I'm going to go to this one because they've reached out, I guess, to the furry community. They've invited some big-name furs there. So they're a small con in like the 300-person range. So I think if we just get furries to show up in droves, we can basically double their attendance, and it'll just be awesome.
Well, don't you know that furries ruin everything forever?
No, that's not true at all.
Where were they at and when?
They are in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And they are... The nice thing about this is that you have about 18 months to plan, because it's October 5th to 7th, 2012.
Oh, well, I mean, shit, the world's ending in like 9 days, so we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's in the future. But so I'm going, Tyrion's going, we're going to try to basically pimp this out. I'm sure Kyle and Cam will be pimped out and unsheathed as well. Their website is galaxicon2012.org. And Tavern, if you could add that to the show notes also. So you can register for that. The registration is a little bit more expensive than a furry con, but that's more of the niche sci-fi thing. I think it is worth it, though, and it should be a good time, especially if you're, you know, gay, bi, lesbian, and you... or a friend, and you want to be there and support. The other thing that's cool for me is that one of their other guests is Gary Russell, who has Doctor Who connections. He's been a writer, producer for Doctor Who and the books and the audio. So I get to be a fur fag and a Who fag in the same weekend, which will be pretty cool.
Combining your interest.
Yes. All I need to do is be like, I want to have a panel on My Little Pony, and then, like, you know, the circle will be complete.
And... then it'll divide by zero.
Yes. So that's just my couple of announcements there. That's all I got for now. I do have I've sent 3 new books to the printer already, and I'll be laying out 3 more new books this weekend. These are all Anthrocon releases. So watch either the For Planet Twitter account, For Planet Live Journal, or For Planet FA. I'll be putting up a press release with the covers and getting that info out there if you want to know what we're going to be up to and what our new stuff coming out is for this year. So that's all I got. We can move on to an email if you want.
All right. Well, if that is all, I will begin
all right.
From the top.
Okay.
Hey, Notcasters. It's one of your listeners from a while ago. I'm emailing in about a few things this week. I don't know if it's off topic or not, but shrug. Also, sorry if this week's email's a bit wordy, I just had to get the stuff out to you guys. The first being that I have a question about this year's Anthrocon. Fuzz, or any of the gang, who will be attending this year so I can either give you guys a big hug or at least, after the con, buy you guys those drinks I promised back in show 108? I was also curious if that amazingly British tiger Zap will be there as well, and if he'll be hanging around with you all. I'd like to at least meet you guys at the con and just talk to you.
Okay, I can... confirm, having spoken to him, that Zap is not going to be able to make Anthrocon this year. He has a family commitment about a week after the convention overseas, so it's just not logistically possible for him to do it this year. I mean, I'll be there. Tyrion will be there. I don't know. Are any of y'all going to be at AC?
I can't.
I'm not planning on going to AC this year.
Oh, AC, no.
Yeah,
AC. I won't have a full week off until, like, October.
So, unfortunately, this year's Notcast representation AC will be
Fuzz.
On to the next part. Fuzz,
yeah.
I'll be at AC if that counts at all.
Yeah, you can meet one of the token black guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a female.
How do you know that?
We've said token female about all the male guys.
Token female.
But we can't say token black guy.
Anyways. The second is something about sexuality, and well, something more personal. Does the idea of masturbating to things like herms or even femboys make me bi? Or that turn me out to be bi now, gay later person? I've been wondering this for the past year now. Also, if I've ever had a mate in the fandom, they might not be comfortable with this strange affinity for beings that are touched by both genders. I mean, even the thought crossed my mind if I met a guy that was attractive enough, I'd go down on him. I don't know. I guess you could say I need help with this. Fapping to pics you find hot doesn't make you anything? Really? Yeah. I would say, you know, sucking a dick would make you kind of bi, but liking certain forms, it's like femboys, you could totally say, you know, it's feminine form, right? What would you say, Buzz?
I'd say it's bi.
Okay.
No, I just, if you're fapping to dudes fucking, you're probably bi.
Yeah.
It's...
I appreciate what you're trying to say, Saverin. Lumberg, I'm going to have to kind of disagree with you. Yeah.
That's also what they find hot in print and what they find hot in reality might be two completely different.
Okay, so when I was 22 and I realized I wasn't straight, And I was TSing gay scenes and looking at gay furry porn and shit like that. And I was like, no, this is all cool. I'm only bi online. I'm totally straight in real life. And then I grew up and I got my head out of my ass. And I was like, oh, yeah, banging guys in real life is totally awesome. So it's a gradual process. And, yeah, I think you'll get there.
So clearly I'm wrong.
Not knowing anything about him, he'll totally be knee deep in cocks by Anthony.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say you're wrong. I mean, you can enjoy certain things without necessarily enjoying certain people. I mean, that's why they make toys, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Just saying.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I disagree with you.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah, keep your options open.
I think it'd be open to interpretation, you know?
Yeah. All I can say,
keep your options and your mouth open. Something will fill it.
Wow. Oh. Just don't let that be crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The last bit isn't really a question, but more of a thank you. It goes out to the people like you in the fandom, wise furs who give out good advice. I had a very TLDR email about my long-term and eventually long-distance relationship. About a month and a half ago now, I ended it. But the kicker for me was not 2 weeks after the breakup, she swears she's found her soulmate. So I guess I have to thank all of you, but especially both Savern and Shiva. Your blunt but honest words of wisdom helped me get past the facts and realize something. That I wasn't okay with the fact she didn't accept me for who I was completely, and that isn't a healthy relationship. If I do happen to meet you at a con, Savern or Shiva, I may just publicly smile and laugh as I talk to you, but if I could totally reach over the dealer's table and give you a great big hug. That would be great too, implied. I don't know. Just thinking about how much happier I am now with myself and my involvement in the fandom, it's making me smile. Thank you guys. Alex.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's cool.
I guess Recky and I are not blunt enough.
Oh.
Right. I need to work on that.
Well, because it could also have been that, you know.
I'm just joking. I'm just like, I'm going to be blunt.
Yeah, I don't like being blunt. I'd rather smoke a blunt.
You know, I was trying to make a joke like that in my head, and I couldn't quite put it together.
Leave it to Bucktown.
He's black.
I couldn't put it together because of that huge fucking bowl I smoked just before the show.
It's the melanin, I swear.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I'm going to smoke some melanin, yo. That is what you colloquially call going down on a black guy. I'm going to smoke some melanin.
Once you go black, your bike's off the rack.
Hey, Fuzz, read an email. It's titled, Hey, Smiley Face.
Hey, Colin D. To the Notcast crew, I would like to send a quick email as a token of thanks for playing Hogtied from OC Remix's Sound of Speed album on episode 138. It was very fun for both myself and Brandon to put together, and I feel very glad to see that others are enjoying it in the same way. Keep up the good work on the podcast. Definitely a more positive light on the furry community. Peace out, Rexy.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. And see, Fuzz texted me when the email came in, because I don't have my email client all open all the time. And I was thinking, hey, did you see the email we got from someone from OC Remix? And I was like, oh, shit, we're going to get a cease and desist.
No. Immediately went to, like, oh, fuck, legal action. And I totally didn't mean to freak you out.
Yeah, I was like, oh God. I'm glad you like us playing stuff. We like the music, and it's a great community.
And thanks for not sending a cease and desist.
Exactly. Your music I can play. Yay.
All right, I guess it's my turn here.
Yes.
All right. What do you do when you reach that stage in a relationship? Dear Notcast, I'm a box-faced fox. And okay, can anyone explain that to me?
It's just a breed of fox.
It's not a breed of fox.
He's a furry. Just keep reading.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Okay. I'm very grateful for the advice you gave in reply to my previous email. I did try easing up on the hypnosis to bring more romance into our relationship, which put my partner a lot more at ease. Our increased closeness has ended up making him even more hypnosusceptible, so when we finally got back into it, we made a lot of progress. Things have been going so well, in fact, that I am now left with an entirely different problem. My question is this: what do you do when you reach the stage in a relationship where you have totally conquered your partner's mind, and he is a little more than mindless automaton before your will? He's very attentive and eager to please, but he never does anything spontaneous anymore, and I fear that things might become stale. I've attempted to explain the issue to him, but the concept of spontaneity. Oh, God. I have a mouth vomit tonight. Seems
food annuity.
Simply, you're sitting next to me.
Simply, yeah, you're just vomit right now with your coughing and you're dying. Sorry. Simply seems to confuse him. He can still be very romantic, but usually only when I ask him to be, which kind of misses the point. I do not want to reverse all the wonderful progress we've made, but at the same time, I miss those little things he used to do when he wasn't spending all his time trying to please me. Should I try hypnotizing him to be spontaneously romantic? Or does that defeat the idea? What would you suggest? Yours truly, a box-faced fox. P.S. Tell that lupine, whatever that word is,
Lothario
fuzz that he can look into my eyes anytime. Okay.
You have hypnotized him to control him to be,
you hypnotize him to be spontaneous.
This really seems like a...
he's totally taking the piss.
So obviously. What you should do is return him to the manufacturer and purchase a new model.
You've broken him, and there is no warranty on that.
You know...
Broken foxes, you can hit the reset button.
You broke the freshness seal... and he's now your property.
Yeah. There's like the tramp stamp is like fuck before 5/31/11.
You break it, you buy it.
I hope you bought Apple Care. Anyway, here we go.
Asshole Care.
Yeah, because I mean, we're going to pretty much say that, dude, really? To this email.
It was amusing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry that you are, in fact, a Zerg over mine.
If you want, if you're honestly asking if there can be some sort of way to spice up your boyfriend, you and your boyfriend's, sex life and get him to understand you want or that, or just be romantic, you want to try to get him to do that. You need to have a honest to God conversation without making up some RP of waving a fucking coin and hypnotizing him or some shit like that. You need to actually have an adult conversation about it.
It wasn't a coin. He was hypnotized by my swaying balls.
No.
Do you have a song for swaying balls?
So, yeah. L-shaped one.
Okay. I was just trying to be polite and let him finish. Know. Hey, Notcasters.
Balls.
Wow.
Is that the answer to email? Can we move on?
I'm done. You want to stop glaring at me? Beat your ass.
I'm a single guy that's probably gay. And I say probably because I'm still kind of young and I haven't tried anything with anyone yet. So I want to know your opinion about experimentation. Good idea, bad idea. What are your thoughts about the subject? Thanks in advance and keep the killer bestiology for all check.
God damn it!
Would bestiology be being allergic to all animals?
Bestiality podcast. You bunch of drunken frat boys and Shiva.
Yeah, remember, we're a bunch of drunken 12-year-old frat boys doing a bestiality podcast. Yeah,
I can't go to the zoo. I have bestie allergies. Yes.
So, experimentation.
Well, what kind of experimentation? Are we talking about pouring acid in rabbit's eyes in some lab, or...
Strapping meat to your face and then, you know, headbutting a wall? That's not good. What I would say is good is healthy experimentation with members of either gender, as long as you're both... using protective measures, condoms, and such.
Or just even online, you know.
You know, online RP is fine with either gender. It's one of those things where you have to experiment to figure out what you really like. Because there's always that in theory. And it's only in theory until you try it. So, you know, try different things. before you settle down.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with experimentation.
There's a, what you think you like, and then you get to see it in person, and it's not nearly as appealing as pictures on FA make it out to
be. Oh my god, it looks like roast beef.
And it flutters like a butterfly.
And stings like a bee.
That's, well, that's not a good thing. Should go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's,
floats like a butterfly and burns when I pee. What?
I actually just read the next email. God, we're dicks. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
That's are you ready for the next email?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Regarding a quick comment regarding last week, screw you guys, I actually had food poisoning. Love the show, MacGyver the Dragon.
What was last week?
You have to refresh my memory, although that's fucking hilarious that we laughed at somebody who actually had food poisoning.
Well, somebody had said something like something about food poisoning. Just not direct. I don't think it was directed at Adam. It was just sort of a comment. And he's sort of like, he's being funny.
It was a funny email. Initiate laugh.
Laugh, not yawn, Bucktown.
Wow.
It sounds like you were winding down and about to nod off.
Yes.
You do look like you've had a long day.
So, let us... How long have we been doing this show? Oh,
really? About 3 years.
Christ, really?
Yep, coming up on it.
Damn it.
Okay, so you know how I was looking at tweets from last night earlier? I'm not tweets from last night. Damn you, autocorrect.
Yes.
I'm not right now, but somebody just tweeted one, and they typed rub, 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 and auto corrected to rub, 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 Nuzzleberry Yipscritch.
Oh my god, I'm looking at it.
Oh god.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's. Sis Averick.
Oh, nice.
Goodness. What are you doing on your phone, man?
That's great. See, you type a fucked up thing once, and
it remembers it. Your
autocorrect will never fucking forget.
It's the best way to get it stuck in your autocorrect forever.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, one of my autocorrects is I was trying to type to somebody on my iPhone that something was a sham, and it autocorrected it to Shamalama Ding Dong, making fun of M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, am I the only one that has seen Thor so far?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You mean Boar? No, I'm playing.
I have to snicker because of the name. It's in my contract. I haven't seen it yet. No.
Really?
I want to. I haven't had time to.
It's really decent. I mean,
might go see it this weekend. I don't know.
Pretty decent effects, and I don't know. I think they casted it. The guy who played Loki is great.
Yeah, he is. I've seen what I've seen of it.
He is such a perfect little
weasel.
Mm-hmm. It's I really like that. So,
I think he's fairly well known. I can't remember who it was. Somebody that showed
up. It was familiar. It's like, who is that?
I'm gonna have to look it up now because it's someone that I should be familiar with.
So, since that last email was really, really, really short, Bucktown, how about you read the next one?
Oh no, you can't get out of it, Saffron.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I was gonna say, you know, that way.
Yeah. I was just fucking with you, dude.
Oh, okay.
Not delicious, naughty knots. Hello, knotcasters.
Plus, this one's kind of awkward just to make him, you know, blush a little.
Cass, a Canadian wolf tiger here, being sort of on topic this week. Me and my mate haven't done anything overly kinky in bed yet. But we did have a nice night of marathon sex in which we both learned a lot.
Oh, boy.
It was our first time having sex, as well as our first time actually meeting.
Oh.
A little fast, I suppose. And surprisingly, the sex was barely awkward. I've heard a lot about how the first time is always awkward. Well, I've had a few casual sexual encounters. It was his very first time doing anything sexual with another person. and I was ready for things to be awkward. But we seem to mesh together well. He's a switch who leans too far to the subby side. I'm a switch who enjoys being Dom. He's a slightly shorter than me, slim fit, fairly hairless twink who likes hairy guys with a bit of extra weight. I'm a slightly chubby, very hairy guy who likes twinks. I love biting and like getting bitten. He likes biting and loves getting bitten. You get the idea. Our first hug was awkward. It was in front of my parents at 11:30 p.m. at the bus station, but that led to some semi-awkward hand-holding on the car ride home, then awkward introductions to my brother and his girlfriend at home, followed by me taking my boyfriend upstairs to my room and not coming back down with none of my family, even though only my mom knew my mate was anything more than a friend, saying a word. That led to some kissing, then some groping, then I got his clothes off, and we started having fun. That was followed to me going on MSN, YIM, and AIM, and bragging to my friends, with his permission, of course. He thought he was cute. Then I mentioned to one of my friends that my mate said no to anal for the night. My mate didn't remember saying that, so I then got off the computer.
Said no to what for the night?
Said no to anal
for the night. To butt sex.
Ah. Yeah.
That butt fucking.
My mate didn't remember saying that, so I then got off the computer, leading to some nice sex, as well as the discovery that I could easily fit four fingers inside my boyfriend's ass. And a few questions for you guys. Number one, me and my boyfriend...
Yeah. He's one digit away from a hand puppet.
And see, this is why I made Bucktown read it. Get the maximum awkward out of the black.
Make the guy in the straight relationship read the email about.
Yeah, lots
very
of gays,
graphic.
You should be used to, you know, you can fit a lot more fingers in a vagina than you can in an anus.
Yeah, I know. More than five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, so, 11, 12.
And then you clap.
So I saw this porn video once that somebody linked to me where a chick.
Is that a football one?
I can't remember if it's a chick or a guy now. Shit, doesn't matter. It was an ass. Everybody has an anus. Person was on all fours, and woman had gloves on up to her elbows, uh-oh, all greasy. And she put her hands together like this. Imagine you're praying, and she was moving her hands in and out of this person's anus like that. Like going up to like mid forearm each time.
I'm going to have to put a disclaimer on the front of this episode.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't think my mate's going to be listening to this one.
Yeah, you hope.
I hope.
Oh, God, honey, I'm sorry. Don't listen.
Yeah, a few questions for you guys. Number one, me and my boyfriend tried for anal doggy style, that weird gay missionary position, and me on my back with him riding my dick. But no matter what, I seem to slip out a lot. I'm not lacking in certain areas or anything. I have a little over 6 inches. But it seems like I slip out way too easily, especially when I try to go fast and hard. Can you guys offer any advice?
I guess we should answer that one before we proceed.
Sure. Huh,
this one's actually a fairly simple.
With experience. You
know? It's one of those things that you have to know your range of motion and how far he's moving versus how you're moving. Don't try to go super fast and hard and, you know, go fully in and out on each thrust, because you will slip out and
then accidentally, like, jam him in the taint, and that would hurt like a bitch.
For both of y'all.
Yeah.
Smack it with balls.
That can happen to, you know, anybody, no matter what the...
Yeah.
No matter what the hole is.
Don't try to get too crazy when you're not, you know, experienced with your partner, because you can break your dick.
You're not ready.
It happens.
Yeah. You're not ready to go...
And that's painful.
You're not ready to go Sonic Rain Boom in his ass. Yeah. That's an advanced trick.
It's just a matter of...
Just don't stab anyone in the taint. That's fucking painful as hell. Hell. So
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, definitely going to snow. It's not rubber. No matter what you see on FA or Yipstar or any other pages, So Furry... It's not rubber. It's not a balloon. Go slow. Take your time.
He's trying to be all sensual and shit.
I mean, here's the thing. It might feel, if you go really, really hard and fast first time, it might feel really good the first time. And then after that, it's just like the previous email. You break it, you buy it. It's return to sender, no warranty, sorry.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're not, it can seriously damage you or him. This could be...
Yeah. Well, I'm...
And everybody's going to find out about you two when he's in the hospital, and so are you.
Because you stabbed him with the taint.
What are you coming in for? Oh, he made my taint bleed with his dick.
Oh, yeah. The more you know.
You get to go to the special hospital.
Right. For sex-related injuries.
Or is that the special hospital?
See, you made that joke, not me. Okay. All right, go ahead and read question two.
Question number two. Now, as stated, I'm more of a dom, and he's more of a sub, but we're both switches. And next time he visits, we plan on me being the bottom. However, my tail hole can't seem to stay clean, no matter what I try to do to clean it out. I've even... Looking at the reactions.
I didn't know I could fit my whole fist to my head. It was awesome.
Okay, yeah. My tailhole can't seem to stay clean, no matter what I try to do to clean it out. I've even tried giving myself enemas, anal douches, whatever it's called, but I can't seem to get clean back there. Any help?
More fiber in your diet.
More fiber in your diet.
And douching.
Yep. And, yeah, just try to time it, too.
Yeah. Generally, anytime you're fucking someone, there's going to be byproduct. And
the technical term is Santorum.
Yes, there is occasionally Santorum.
Santorum, kind of like the senator who was against gay marriage and stuff. Yeah, Santorum.
Huh. Santorum. Yeah, you should Google that.
Dan Savage came up with that term. It's technically, it's the mixture of semen and shit. It is the aftermath of anal sex.
Did you see The Daily Show?
No.
Wow.
Jon Stewart said, and then there's Rick Santorum, whose last name, you know what? Google break. And then just and it just said Google break across the screen. Are you back? Oh, isn't that terrible?
Yes. It happens, and that happens for butt sex on either gender. But
yeah.
More fiber in your diet, anal douching, there you go.
Shit happens.
You can minimize it. You can't completely...
I mean, that's like, even yeah. with, you know, heterosexual sex, there's byproducts.
There's always byproducts.
You know,
well, not always. Well, no, there's, well.
Most of the time.
So I was just wondering exactly how effective Dan Savage had been in making Santorum mean that, because he just started out in his podcast. So I did just Google it, and the first thing is spreadingsantorum.com, and it's the fucking definition that Dan Savage made up.
Nice.
Wow. Dan Savage win.
And then followed by... an actual Wikipedia link with the same definition. So I'd say Dan Savage won.
Yes.
Winning.
Yeah, timing, fiber, more, you know, douching, yes.
Drink water.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a little bit more control of your diet if you have a real problem, you know, but just try to, like I said, eat more fiber and don't, you know... Don't go and have like a fucking double cheeseburger 30 minutes before you decide to fuck, you know, or an hour even. That's just, you're asking for it.
Your digestive tract is going to start working.
You know, watch when you eat, what you eat, if you're having a problem, and eventually you'll figure it out.
The more you know.
Things Bucktown never really wanted to know about.
We should make a version of Schoolhouse Rocks. You know? And that's how Bill became a law. That's how to have anal sex.
We've been asked this a couple times now, so.
Yes.
You know, it is a legitimate question. And, you know, with a legit answer. Well, so,
if you go by all the gay sex you see on FA, it's never mentioned.
Even it's porn. Never, it's, yeah, you know, just ram it in. And.
Well, that's because it's porn and not real life.
It's not even real. Well, it's real porn, but it's not like actual porn of actual people doing it. Maybe if you saw actual people doing it, you'd see more of the. Yeah, it's drawn. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
We can fantasize whatever. Oh, it's perfect, and it's all rubber band, and yeah.
Mm. You mean that foxes are not, in fact, bigger on the inside?
They're not the TARDIS.
You know, there's those illustrations where it's like this penis is going through this hole that is this massive cavern on the other side.
Or you come and it shoots out their mouth.
Yeah.
Because foxes don't have a stomach or anything. They're just a big tube that leads from the mouth.
Oh, God, I'm spitting up a little Santorum. I mean.
Oh, dude.
Ah, yes.
Rule three.
On that note, we are going to take a music break.
Oh.
You terrible person, you.
I just thought of that. It's like, oh.
Did you want to play a song this week, Bucktown, or shall I pick something from the archives?
Oh, you have archives. Well.
It's called the internet.
Yeah, it's called the internet. Well, I do have a song that hasn't been released yet that I've been working on past few weeks. Plan it to be the fandom anthem of the summer, which it may fall flat on his face. I don't know or not, but it's basically a song about, you know, being yourself and being proud of who you are and not being ashamed and, you know, cliche type stuff that mentions Furry a couple times, maybe, potentially, possibly. It'll be on the next album, Ready for the World, which will be released in October, I think.
Awesome.
If I don't procrastinate too much. So, yeah, it's called Rep Your Fandom, and it is as corny as it sounds.
Yeah. Now, some rappers represent their hood, their city, or their state. And some rappers represent their gang, their clique, or their set. Well, I'm Uptown Tiger.
Rep your fandom, hey, we at the bottom of the chart, and we rep that furry fandom. fan. Rep your fan. Hey, your fan. Rep your fan.
And we're back.
So yeah, that was Rep Your Fandom off my upcoming album, Ready for the World. Yes, I'm going to spell it F-U-R. I know you might think it's lame, but I like it.
That's
my album.
Man, you did Scritching the Ivories. I don't think anyone's going to give you shit over Ready for the World.
Yeah, Scritching the Ivories. But yeah, Ready for the World will be out in October. I plan on releasing it at Oklacon 2011, where I'm guest of honor. I also have an album coming out, The Purring Piano, which should be... I'm planning on releasing it at AC if I get it done in time, but definitely we'll have a special edition available at Method Fairmeet, where I'm also guest of honor. Yeah, I know.
Woo!
So, yeah, MFM and Oklacon, if you have two cons in your budget this year, if you could make those two cons your cons, that would be really nice. Awesome and great, and I will definitely try to make it worth your while.
I'm going to both of them.
Oh, nice.
Of course, I always do, but I'm going to both of them.
I mean, we're planning on... I'm going to Oklacon because...
Actually, you'll probably get a lot of people from this area because MFM's 8 hours away and Oklacon's like 3.5.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're likely to see a lot of familiar faces.
Speaking to our local furry peeps here.
I'm totally going to go be like God level at Oklacon this year because last year was fucking great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they're both really, really great cons, and I'm looking forward to both experiences, and I'm really, really flattered. I don't understand what I've done to warrant such accolades. I'm just trying to be awesome like all of you, really.
This guy, you know?
Yeah, we weren't planning on that happening either. It just kind of, it took me by surprise.
It's like, oh, that sounds cool. I mean, I could see why other cons don't have podcasts to multiple people as guests because there's like four of us, actually five, because got to get Panther there too.
Yeah.
So we'd be like all their budget, but well, that's cool, and I'm glad you're getting to go back to MFM as guest of honor. That's cool.
Thanks.
And Oklacon, I mean, 2 in 1 year.
That's pretty
cool.
That's quite an achievement. Yeah,
I will try to live up to whatever low expectations have been set for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what else is black and pretty cool?
Oh. Nice segue.
That was awesome.
We're going to be talking to our sponsors, Adam and Eve, the Basics Twist and Shout Anal Dildo.
Wow.
Just to tie the previous segment and this together.
Yep, it's big, it's black. It goes in your butt.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, it says pamper your patootie with this big black rubber anal dildo. At 8 inch long and 1 inch wide, it's got enough length and girth to stimulate your deepest reaches. Ultra soft and flexible shaft moves you into any position. And it's made in the USA. USA.
America, fuck yeah!
So, you know, this isn't like them Chinese dildos with like lead and... Lead and mercury.
Lead is hard.
Asbestos. No,
this is
a shoot you in the eye and dump your ass in the ocean American dildo.
Fuck yeah.
This is the type of dildo that they rammed into the body's ass before they dumped it in the water.
Wrapped in bacon.
Wrapped in bacon.
So
it's a very mean.
Welcome to Insensitive Cat.
Rumor has it that this dildo was voted from Chuck Norris and Charlie Sheen's hybridized penises.
Oh.
I'm not gonna give a fuck what anybody thinks about Osama bin Laden. Fuck that guy.
Are you
fucking
implying
eye.
That we're being insensitive to terrorists?
No, just Islam in general. Oh, wait. We can't do
One
that.
One motherfucker does not represent the whole. Let's just say that. So, anyways, we're gonna get dropped if you keep this up, you fucker.
Yeah, that was a little low.
And I mean by the sponsor, not by terrorists.
Not all terrorists are Arabic.
This guy right here is $21.95. But if you use our coupon code NOT, use our coupon code NOT, that's KNOT, you get 3 free DVDs, mystery gift, and free shipping domestically. Yes, it doesn't work internationally, guys. I'm sorry. You're not going to get a $5 dildo, and then they're not going to ship it internationally and pay duty fees to get your dildo free. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
It says it on the site even, but sorry. It's in the U.S. only.
Yeah, the only country we drop in for free is Pakistan.
Wow. And Barack Obama's the baddest man on the south side of Chicago. I don't care who Leroy Brown is, was.
You know, this is, you know, when they finally offed him, you know, this is the first time ever a black man had to prove he actually did kill someone.
Were you saving that?
Racist like fuck channel. Put that on Twitter. I will retweet it.
Oh my God. No.
Shit. Even better is that was a Fark headline, so it wasn't all me.
Still,
I'm sharing that aisle seat straight to hell with somebody else.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
At least you won't be alone.
Yeah, at least he has an authentic birth certificate. Unlike, well, I'm not gonna
and
go
hair
there. And hair
and hair.
So yeah, we should get back to the actual meat of this show.
Yeah, before Secret Service comes in and snatches us all up like Antoine Dawson's bed intruder.
Oh, so, but we have lost our other sponsor, alqaedaandeve.com.
You know, I have to say that their line of bedroom burkas really was not selling.
I think our ad's gonna disappear from Al Jazeera.
So much for those 72 versions.
Those Rattad dildos chafed.
God, we are terrible.
Too many sandy vaginas.
So would Afghan sandals be called burka stocks?
Hey.
That was off the Iraq.
Oh, nice. This is the bomb making room.
Yeah, at least we're not playing that B.O.B. Haley Williams collaboration. Airplanes shooting stars.
Oh no, that would be terrible.
So hey, email. How about that?
So Savrin, there's a great.
No.
There's a great video online that I gotta mention to you where someone has animated My Little Pony to Barack Obama announcing that they've killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God.
It's a scene where Twilight Sparkle is standing at the podium with her little thing, stack of paper, about to make the speech. And then when Rainbow Dash flies up and knocks her out of the way, he goes, America! Fuck yeah!
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to see that.
It's brilliant. It's hilarious.
I'll pull it up after we're done recording. So we really do need to get back though, because it is like 11 o'clock at night, and y'all have day jobs.
Yes. So it's my turn to read. Then I think.
No, it's mine.
Didn't you read before the break?
No, it's no. Seven.
I made him read the terribly awkward email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I mean like that.
Gotcha.
So, subject: Ulfrar. Off and on topic. Hello. Not cast and token female. Skywild here with an email. I'm a full from sunny San Diego and love my mate more than anything. Other than us being bass guitarists, that's about all the interests we have in common. Well, other than the fandom. He's an adorable wolf coon. Smiley face. Anyway, my off-topic question is nigh. I'm very affectionate and, well, somewhat clingy fur and love showing my mate how much I love him. He, on the other hand, is absolutely reviled by PDA and very hard-pressed to kiss or hold hands in public. Also, he's 15, and I'm 18. I know, red badge. Well, you're 18, so you're okay. And PDA at his house is difficult. Is there any way I can get past his being squicked with PDA?
Well, if it's at his house, I don't know if he's so much as squicked as been terrified.
He's like, well,
San Diego, I kind of find it hard to see a big Bible thumper in San Diego ready to...
Well, there's still the idea of an 18-year-old fucking your kid. I don't care if it's gay or straight, you know.
Gay, I mean, natural. Even then, it's like he's 15, he's not fully, you know, he hasn't come out of his cocoon fully.
Oh, my little... Okay, wait, whoa, my little brother is 15. This suddenly got fucked up.
Oh, this shit got real!
Oh my God.
And now you're thinking about your little brother.
So oh.
Like,
See, suddenly you're a terrible person to me.
Well, In any event, I mean, most people aren't terribly comfortable PDA. I mean, I personally am not going to get all lovey-dovey with my parents in the room. And I don't think that pretty much many people, gay, straight, whatever, are going to want their parents in the room while they're making out.
They're,
and I'm pretty sure that a lot of people wouldn't want their parents making out in the room while they're sitting in it. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of personal courtesy.
Just a hand job, dear.
I can tell you two quick stories just to kind of scare you out of wanting to have PDA at his parents' house.
Oh, Lord.
The first one happened recently. My little half-sister's a disrespectful little lesbian bitch. So, anyway, her and I don't get along. She wronged my sister, so my older sister, so she can go to hell.
She anyway, wronged for that.
Basically, her and her girlfriend at the time were laying, like, a bunch of people stayed at my sister's apartment. It was my little half-sister, her girlfriend, my mom, and my other sister. So, you know, I had three sisters there, whatnot, and, you know, one of them was half, and she's like 3 years younger than me. And the others are 43 and 40, respectively. And my mom, who is 62, is there. So, anyway, my little half-sister and her girlfriend are underneath this, like, pallet on the floor. You know, they're in a little sleeping bag together. And they start just kind of getting a little too close. And my mom and sister are sitting right there. Both sisters are sitting right there. So, what does my mom do? My mom comes over there and kicks the fuck out of her. And says, "Stop it, you disgusting little whore." And that was pretty much an end to that. So be careful on that end. And then one of my older sisters that was not present at this is a different one. I have a huge family. I've got like 10 people I call brother and sister. And anyway, so the other one, she's 35 and decided to cheat on her husband and had her left him and had her boyfriend over at the house, my parents' house. Middle of the day, my dad and I are sitting fucking living room. And this is a big house, you know. We're sitting in the living room watching TV, my dad and I are. And all of a sudden we hear, you know, just from the fucking back of the house. And my dad, who is also 62, looked at me. His eyes got really big and he goes, "Is what I think happening really happening?" And I said, "You mean my whore of an older sister having committing adultery in your house?" "Yes." And he just gets up out of his chair, "God damn," you know, just pissed off, and goes and bangs on the door, and that was pretty much the end of that. I don't know what happened after that. So yeah, don't do that.
I got a question. So they were married?
They were not married.
And so it's not adultery.
My sister was married to another man at the time when she was doing this in her parents' house.
Yeah. Adultery.
Yeah.
So adultery comes from the word adult.
Don't fuck or do PDA in either respective parents' house.
You should just respect your parents' house, period. Just, there should be a modicum of respect there for your parents. You shouldn't do it there. It's just, in my opinion, it's maybe a Southern gentleman type thing, but you just don't do that.
No, I'm from everywhere. You just don't do that. And I would just be fucking awkward.
My conservative parents, every Christmas, let Sarah and I sleep in the same queen-size bed at their house. And I was like, when we first started dating, I said, "I will sleep on the couch. He will sleep on the other couch. I'll sleep on the floor. I'll sleep in the cage with the dog, whatever." You know, my mom was like, no, I trust you two. She doesn't trust any of my straight siblings, but she trusts Sarah and I. And, you know, we do respect their house, but I still feel really uncomfortable just sleeping in the same bed as them there. So, dude, don't do it. Anyway, go ahead. Savern.
Right.
You're now then on topic.
Yeah, so, now then on topic. I'm trying not to write ye old wall of texteth in the bedroom. I haven't been there with my current mate, but I'm a half fox, so I used to sleep around a bit. Smiley face. I'm really into incest, RP, and rage play. The few people that I know about this are somewhat squicked, including my mate. I personally find it kinky.
Including you, by the way. You're reading that email.
Oh, my! I'll read it for Saverin. Personally, I find it kinky to be an 8-year-old taking it from a 16-year-old brother. Love the podcast. Yours, Hyperly. Skywild, the severely overly caffeinated cup fur from San Diego, the third Esquire, that's all the titles I can think of. P.S. I thought of a new rule. though I'm a bit late suggesting rule 10, dragons must stay at least 10 feet away from stairs, escalators, ladders, etc. Here's a rule you forgot about. And it's, you know, child fucking. We don't, you know, no.
All
no.
I have to, I gotta interject here. Saverin, Karma's a bitch.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, you know what? You guys can, I have my take on it, but I'll let you go ahead. You know,
that called for a Wilhelm scream.
To each their own, that's not mine, but, you know, yeah.
Actually, my theory was about to be debunked here. I was going to say, well, two consenting adults, but one of them's 15. So, you know.
Yeah, that's strike one.
And then, well, actually, he says his mate is squicked by it, so.
And then, yeah, that strikes two and three.
So he finds it kinky to be an 8-year-old taking it from a 16-year-old brother. So he wants his 15-year-old mate to age play being 16.
And he age play being 8.
He plays an 8-year-old. It's like, you reverse age play, and I'll underage play.
I mean, you know, two consenting adults keeping that between themselves, whatever, but that's. You know, I wouldn't go around advertising that fact.
Yeah, okay. Keeping that between themselves and not emailing a podcast with a bunch of listeners.
I mean, and I said your name and all that. I'm sorry, but
Well, he didn't say anonymous.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Hey.
But you know, it's and don't freak out.
I think he's proud of it.
It clearly.
Yeah.
But it's,
say it loud. I'm into age play and I'm proud. That doesn't fit in this
movie. I know a lot of people that are into age play.
You know, I actually don't have a problem with it when it's two consenting adults and they're role playing, and it's like, it's to me, it's fucked up and weird, but I mean, I'm sure I have fucked up and weird kinks too, but whatever. But then, oh, I've seen all these times where it's like people are like, oh, I'm into age play, but I wouldn't really fuck a kid. 2 years later, so-and-so is going to jail for fucking a kid. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm fucking shocked, you know?
Or going to jail for child pornography on their computer.
Well, yeah. Technically, if you're 18 and he's 15, in most states, that's statutory rape there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, his parents are clearly probably aware of, I mean, if you're even attempting to do PDA in the house, you know. But seriously, don't go around I mean, okay, you can tell people you're an age play, but don't go around saying that you want to be an 18-year-old taking it from your 16-year-old brother up the ass or some shit like that. You know, that's just.
You mean 8-year-old? Age
for one, you're going to hell for typing that. No.
Age of consent in California is. Well, there's no state where it's lower than 16.
Yeah, no.
Actually, if I recall correctly, New Mexico is either 12 or 14.
Oh, wow.
And I guess,
well, Mexico is like 12, the country.
Well, that aids the human trafficking, I guess.
Mexico, New Mexico. There's like old Mexico.
Look, it's new. There's just a New Mexico.
Behave in your boyfriend's parents' house. Behave in your parents' house. And don't go around advertising this fact. I mean, feel free to tell people you're into age play, because I know a lot of people. You know, I have a baby fur character, and I have a lot of people are comfortable admitting that they're into that. A lot of people that you would not expect. I'm not gonna ever tell you guys anybody, but trust me, there's a shitload of them. So, in any case, I guess we can.
I don't mean to disparage age play at all. Age play.
Between consenting adults.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. But, you know, since you did give your name on the email, I just want to let you know you're still young, so you still have time to delete all your accounts and change your character and never be associated with this email.
Yeah, you might want to look into that. Let's come up with a new name. Actually, no, let's let you do that so that no one really knows it's still you.
I think he'll be fine, you know, because if he's okay with writing into a show not anonymous about it, then it's not like it's something that probably isn't paraded elsewhere. So I really, you know.
No, New Mexico is 18.
Oh, well, see.
Wow.
They must have changed.
Yeah. Yes.
That's California?
California is also 18.
What?
Yeah.
Everything, I actually thought it was 16 in California, I guess.
Don't fuck red badges and go to jail, kids.
Yeah.
looks like Virginia.
Don't fuck kids, kids.
You know what I always say? You know, don't do kids drugs.
It was so funny. I saw Saverin like starting to die, and I was like, okay, he's not gonna be able to finish this email.
I was like, oh.
It's so hard to read an email when your mouth fills with vomit.
Karma.
And Recky had to take over for you.
Karma.
Blood everywhere. I just started blood from my eyes.
You're right. Karma.
Karma.
You were reading the fucked up email.
Yeah. It's like, the one guy in a straight relationship here, well, reading the graphic gay sex email, then it's karma. That's all I gotta say, Saverin. That was your email.
Like, he just like fucking derailed as he started to read this.
Enjoy your email. Eat your fucking email. Enjoy it.
How about you read a fucking email?
See, this is what you get.
Sorry, I went all Carrie's mom on you for a moment.
How about you read an email about fucking instead of all just right. reading a fucking email?
Okay, this one's title is Getting My Kink On. I suppose the weirdest thing I've ever encountered in my bedroom forays was a guy I fooled around with who rather enjoyed barking while getting fucked and being barked at, growled at.
Told you.
I mean, that's about as weird and kinky as I ever got, but suppose there's a number of people who would find that odd. Keep up the good work, Jeffrey Wolf. P.S. Excuse me. New rule, Fuzz should have to read all the sexy voice fan wank. P.P.S. Recky still wins at the sexy voice. It's that little southern twang makes me melt.
Aww.
That makes me happy. Well, I growl at Sarah in bed, so.
Yeah, I don't think.
No. The question is, does that make your dog flip out?
Oh. I mean, I know this is probably TMI, but.
Dude, the name of the show should be TMI.
TMI. Well, okay, so we've got a 2-year-old German Shepherd, and
no comment.
I have. Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh my god, she's only two, so it's fucking cum for Advies.
No, we have discovered that we cannot spank each other anymore. Because the dog will freak the fuck out.
The slapping sounds makes her start yowling?
Something. She gets really upset because she thinks that we're attacking each other.
Because she did talk on another show about wrestling with Sarah, and she starts flipping out like you guys are fighting.
Yeah, and we can't spank each other or anything like that. Or she will flip out and get upset. Like, and I know this is disgusting, but one day she literally shit because she was so panicked that I was trying to, like, kill Sarah or something. And I was just like, well, that fucking ruined the mood. Because I'm going to deal with that.
Put your pants back on and clean up the dog shit.
Yeah. I mean, how fucking terrible is that? So,
That's pretty,
And then here's Sydney. Something else that's interesting. You know, Sarah and I'm the dom in the relationship, but occasionally we'll switch around. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry, I can't see that. Just after knowing Sarah.
Yeah. Anyway. What?
Sam Dom reading Saverin's tweets. I love that we can tweet in the middle of a show now.
The dog will. Whoever gets fucked, the dog will come up afterwards and like kiss them and feel sorry for them. She comes and gives pity kisses to whoever just got.
I'm sorry, dominated. You got raped.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're on my level now, bitch.
Someone assert their dominance over you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're not the dom. Jesus Christ. Fucking weirdo. No, I'm kidding.
Oh god, you get sympathy. Kisses from the dog.
Yeah,
that's cute.
In a really weird way.
I forgot what that was from.
You and me, baby.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh. It's been a long time.
Shiva just tweeted, "We are horrible."
I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
All right.
Use that twang.
Bedroom joke. No, okay, I'm not going to do that. Not that I can help it sometimes, but unless I say orange. Hey there, guys. It's the wolf man here.
Don't know too much about bedroom specialties. Haven't had the chance to practice enough to find my special talents, as it were. If there's anything, I'd probably have to be cuddling and possibly giving oral. All things considered, though, I'm more of a jack of all trades, willing to try anything and see if I can make it work. If we were talking writing, that'd be another story. But I don't know that we want to get into those particularly fertile fields. Winky face. I did want to write in about one thing, though. Back in episode 135, I think it was, somebody wrote in about trouble with student loans. If you've got the chance, talk to the people handling the financing of them and see if you can get yourself onto the income-based or income-contingent repayment plans. They're built for people who get into school, get out, and find that they're stuck with crap jobs afterwards. Basically, you pay an amount based off of how much your income is over the poverty level in your state, and if you can't pay it all for 25 years or so, which hopefully you can, they forget the balance. It's a good option, especially if you went with federally backed loans instead of a third party. Anyway, I hope that helps out some. Looking forward to the next show and hearing what weird, wacky, and wild things your other listeners get up to. Howlingly yours, the Wolfman.
So hey, if you're an English major, you might have hope.
I'm telling you, my mate's student loans, we went through a rough patch in the early 2000s where we couldn't pay. So they ended up getting traded around to a whole bunch of different companies. And it's gotten to the point where we don't know who actually has his student loans. All that we know is when he gets
them. That's happened these days.
Well, it's gotten traded around so much that all we know is that he gets a job and a garnishment appears on his check. We don't know where this is going. We don't know how much is left. We have tried dropping serious money, trying to find out who owns this so that we can get a balance. And they got traded and to so many different companies. The student loan system is like so incredibly fucked up when it comes to trying tracking shit down. I swear. I'm just glad I finally got mine paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Yay.
The top parts. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Hey, aliens, cyber soldiers, and mercenaries. Aaron South here yet again. Let's see. Sorry for the title and introduction. If you couldn't tell, I've been playing Crysis 2. There's nothing like quite like turning invisible, sneaking up beside someone, and kicking an entire taxi cab into them to work out your post-exam aggression. So, on to this week's topic. I think this was meant for last week, so it's just a little late.
Actually, it was sent like at like 10 p.m. or whatever after we were done recording.
So, bisexuality. I'm sure you guys are absolutely stuffed with emails this week. One thing I like about the furry fandom is full to bursting with the gay, so you're bound to get a bunch of replies. For my part, I'm pretty sure I'm not terribly out of the ordinary. I didn't figure out I was bi until about the age of 20. Somehow I made it through high school completely convinced of my heterosexuality. Not that it mattered terribly to me one way or the other. Even when I was a Christian and conservative, I never had a hate on for gay people. To each their own has always been my motto. I think the furry fandom has a lot to do with me coming to grips with my sexuality. I discovered furry porns when I was around 15, I think. I'll blame Star Fox Adventures for that one. Damn you and your berry blue vixen smut, rare. Damn you. Sorry. Initially, I was in only for the boobs. But there were a few times when a couple of minutes of fapping I was followed by, wait, that's dude? Followed by an hour of shame and confusion. I got over that pretty quickly, though. The amount of compartmentalization the human brain can perform is amazing. For instance, it's furry porn, so I'm not really gay. I could never be with a guy in real life. So, imagine to my surprise when, in the middle of my sophomore years of college, I fell suddenly, sickening, embarrassingly in sappy love with a dude. A blonde, scrawny, brilliant, nerd-hot dude. Imagine my glee when we both ended up in the same study abroad program, Gay Paris, and paired up for our semester-long project together. Imagine my disappointment when, after a night of drinking and not-so-subtle hint, he turned out to be straight and not at all interested. Oh well, we both pulled A's on the project, and now he's off studying at Cornwall with his massively hot girlfriend, so I can't really pine over him anymore. I guess it could have gone worse. I've told my close friends, of course, and they were all mostly cool with it. as the same could be said of my folks. I've got a few suggestions on that I was on the buy now, gay later plan, but that seems unlikely. Physically, I still prefer girls and girly guys. I've only seriously dated women, but now that I think about it, they've been pretty tomboyish. One even claimed to be bi, but turned out to be a lesbian. Of course, I only found out after she broke up with me, shaved her hair off, and moved to California. Fun times.
She really? Did it all at once. I'm leaving! And I get to the car.
Really, though, when it comes down to it, what matters to me are personalities. If we connect emotionally and intellectually, then I don't give a damn what parts you have. I'll cut myself off now because goddamn did that turn into a wall of text. Sorry about that. Still working my way backwards through the archive, Aaron South. Also, Fuzz, holy shit, Snarf Dr. Claw is my new OTP. Thanks for that. I'll never get those voices out of my head, no matter how much I bleach, I pour bleach in my ears.
That's a terrible OTP.
What's OTP stand for?
One True Pairing. It's a fan fiction term.
Now I just need somebody to draw that. I can narrate.
Okay, so.
There's. Don't even start. Oh, goodness me. Okay, so there is one left.
What do I poop from there?
Not tonight, you don't.
Wow.
One last email.
And the box house, like, thank God.
Dun, dun. I'll show you my Eye of Thundera.
What?
I'll get you next time. Okay, that's not low enough.
Last one.
Yay! Pick. Words about stuff. Adjectives about nouns. With this info, reverse my frown. Hi, Notcast. Livy the Lion here. I'm sending this in too early to know this week's subject, so I apologize in advance for what is most likely a very off-topic email. I also apologize for the very cheesy subject line. I'll soon be done with my high school and will be moving out to further my education somewhere outside of easy visiting distance of my parents at the end of the summer. One of the main reasons I'm happy about this is that I'll finally be able to be comfortably out as bi. You see, my school has a lot of people who would harass gay kids, and my parents aren't much better. My mom is pretty homophobic, and my dad puts a ton of pressure on me to date pretty girls, quote-unquote, and is always talking about what it'll be like when I have his grandchildren. I'm his only son out of four kids. I don't have any stereotypically gay mannerisms, and there always is the chance that I'll end up marrying a girl or adopting. But nevertheless, I've kept my bisexuality on the DL, only a few friends know. It's just better to go ahead and not stir up avoidable drama, especially when I'll be moving out soon. Anyway, on to my questions. Number one, since I want to meet some other gay bi people, mainly as friends, where would the best places be to do that in a college town?
Probably on campus. There's usually a GLBT.
GLBTSBBQAOL
Alliance. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, alliance group.
Gay straight alliance.
Yeah. There's usually a gay resource on most college campuses. So that is a good place to start meeting people on campus.
Unless you go to like Bob Jones University or something.
Yeah. Just
and then you're fucked.
If you're going to like a Christian university, there's more than likely not going to be one.
Pro tip. Don't go to a Christian university.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Sabrina. The more you know.
Question number two. I've had a fair amount of experience hitting on and dating women. Anything I should expect to be different if I do this with men?
They don't have a vagina.
They have a penis.
Think like a guy.
You know, yeah, I guess you hey, do kind of think the same way.
Awesome like, shirt, like your abs. What the fuck?
Not quite. You know,
I was going to say, it's the way you treat relationships, it's really very similar. You know, mutual respect, communication.
Common ground.
But if you're he's asking about flirting.
Flirting?
Hitting on.
Yeah, flirting. Wear a banana in your pants? I don't know.
don't compliment their tits, especially if they're overweight. Oh. A bear will take offense at that.
I know this is not really helpful, but a friend of mine recently went to the local bear bar. Mm-hmm. And this bear, who I saw a picture of, the guy was fucking hot, had a horde tattoo from WoW on his arm that was awesome. Visible. And a friend went up to him and said, "Zug Zug, that works as a pretty good pickup line when you're both WoW nerds."
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't play WoW, Zug Zug is, you know, something that the
orcs say.
Orcs say, yeah.
Okay. It did kind of go over my head, but I figured it was
it's a reference. At least it didn't be like, horde scum, because then, you know, it'd both be PvP flagged and they're, you know.
Yeah, and then the cops would have to raid the bar again. It'd be terrible. The guards would come.
There was something that was it one of the, you had me at Zug Zug?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, do we have any actual... serious flirting advice?
It's
flirting is flirting. I mean, you compliment really is, them. Yeah. You know, if you're coming across like literally, really, genuinely complimentary.
If you're literally coming across, you're well beyond the flirting stage.
I kind of derp there, but if you're genuinely trying to flirt with somebody, it doesn't really matter too much if they're. Male or female?
Because humans, you know, most of us understand.
You know, you're not gonna, you know, you won't go up to most guys and be like, "Hey, nice tits."
Yeah,
and that doesn't usually work on most girls.
Yeah, anyway. That's a good way to get your nuts pounded.
You mean you don't?
Find something that he likes and then compliment him on that, or try to maybe even do a little homework and research. If you catch them in the library, for example, you see them reading a book on, I don't know, the World War II.
God forbid you be friends with somebody first and get to know their interests, and then use that as a, you know, way to get...
Who does that anymore? People just go to eHarmony. Oh, wait, eHarmony doesn't allow gay couples. Never mind.
Oh, it doesn't? I didn't know that.
Well, they do, except you're sort of, like, segregated away, and, it's
kind they have to, because they got sued.
And then they turned the gas on.
Yeah.
Originally, they didn't at all. And then they said, well,
yeah. Early, I didn't know they'd been sued.
They got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Nice. But, yeah, you know, I would just say don't try to just... I wouldn't even go, like, picking up random people at a bar. I mean, maybe it's like, you know, hey, I saw this hot guy at the student center or something like that, you know. Look for, you know, just strike up a conversation. You know, it's pretty much the same with anybody. I guess I've been kind of lucky. I haven't really had to flirt very much, you know. It's usually like I get to know people online, and then we meet at a con, and you either hit it off or you don't, you know.
Another pro tip, if you hit on a guy, try to at least ascertain at first that he likes guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you already know, then great.
Are you saying this from experience?
Yeah. Well, that's like rule number one, from what I've heard, don't...
Does he play for your team?
Basically, yeah. It's like a Laker hitting on a Celtic. I mean,
if you're at the gay bar,
Kobe Bryant hitting on a Celtic.
There's a pretty good chance, but...
Kobe Bryant. You know,
or at least tolerant.
Don't go to a fur meet and just assume everyone's gay, because not everyone will be.
I actually thought that everyone was gay after my first few experiences in furry, and then I found... That, oh, no, you don't have to be gay to be a furry.
Yeah, and then you found that most really people cool. are just bi.
It's not it's not a prerequisite. But
furries are by and large. And it's like, that's not totally not true either. And then, you know, people are who they are.
What's funny is as that survey came out, and they're like, aha, heterosexuals, it's like 36%. Homosexual is only 33%. There's more straight people. And then you add the buy-in, and it's like one third, one third, one third. So either way you look at it, it's like there's a lot of cock sucking going on between the gay guys, the bi guys, and the straight girls.
You take the 67% of the people that are bi with the 80% of people that are male. That's over 50% as males that like to.
And I'm sure that a lot of the bi people are. In a gay relationship, because honestly,
oh, you look at me when I say that.
Well, I'm
yeah. you, sir, you never mind.
I had a girlfriend when I was 14, and she was like 10. So technically, I'm bi, but
what the fuck?
Okay.
Oh, that's an example. That's,
okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait a minute. You were saying,
I have a girlfriend.
I was going to say, you have...
It's like, did Leo Lovely have this operation or something?
No.
Something I don't know is going on?
No. Just being metaphorical.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
I think they got the idea.
I'm going to die when I get home.
Only if she hears this.
Hey, you know... You know it's going to be a good episode when people are already asking, so, hey, what's the slur count up to?
What's the what count?
The slur.
The slur count.
Oh, it's not very high.
It's so, like, did Fuzz drop enough N-bombs?
Oh, wait, I forgot we just insulted the entire
Muslim community. No, we insulted one guy.
Okay, fine. Terrorists.
Terrorists. And, and then I play like the.
But yes.
And when I played that, that probably was over the line, maybe.
No, that was great. It was beautiful.
That was funny. It was perfect.
It's like, yeah, to compensate for Reki saying chink like a last episode.
Oh, and I just said chink a moment ago.
You
too,
did. So that's like four right there.
Let's see. What else can I say?
You jerk.
I'm trying to think of more racial slurs.
Is that the music that's playing at your acupuncture?
Actually, Sarah had acupuncture. And there's this machine that lets the doctor know that he's done with a certain part of the session.
Uh-huh.
And it literally, when it's done, it goes... I was just like, really? What fucking B-movie am I sitting in?
You expect Bruce Lee to, like, burst through the wall.
With a car, you know.
That's horrible and funny and...
I was just like, well, this is officially the chinkiest place in Dallas, but...
See, you said it again.
Oh, I did, didn't I? I love Asian people. I've got one Asian friend, it's all good.
That's funny, so do I. I'm like, one Asian friend.
No, I mean, no one here is seriously racist, because if you're actually fucking racist, that's not cool. I mean, it's...
Now, see, when I'm black, when I say it, it's racial.
Racial.
Yes, when you say it, it's racist.
I can say the word watermelon three times like it's Beetlejuice, and no one can do anything to me.
Just like a huge watermelon just materializes out of there. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah!
I want some chicken and waffles. I mean, fries.
Well, my dumbass sister, an older one, who the same one that was fucking, you know, in my parents' house. She's a stupid redneck twat that lives in a double wide, and she sent my dad on his work cell phone a picture of Obama with like a bucket of KFC, a watermelon, and some menthol cigarettes, and my dad was like, you're an idiot. Do not send this shit to my work phone. And I'm like, well, God, you could just take a picture of her and her everyday fucking lifestyle, you know, life with a, you know, pregnant ass, five kids hanging off of her ass, and a Marlboro cigarette hanging out of her, and her double-wide, nasty piece of shit, not cleaned up house. So, you know, yeah. Racist people usually stereotype themselves.
Funny how judgmental they are.
Oh, yeah, I'm like... You're a walking stereotype, you cunt. What are you making fun of black people for?
My name is Texas.
I mean, she's got fucking... There are kittens being born in the insulation up underneath her double-wide house. You know, chihuahuas and shit running around inside. And just this, yeah, just... She's a just
it's
disgusting.
The circle of life.
She's a disgusting cunt. Her husband's even worse.
Her kids are born pregnant. They're like tribbles. That's what happens when you fuck when your girlfriend is pregnant, by the way. If you're having a daughter and your dick accidentally slips in, girl's born pregnant. It's fucked up. It's like
you know what?
It's like accidental incest.
Well, it's because you're not supposed to go home and poke the baby in the eye. That's just not what you do.
Especially not after it's born.
Then you're a fucking pedophile.
Or you just have a twisted sense of humor.
Ever-loving fucksticks are you talking about?
We're
talking about boning newborns, Severin. What are you talking about?
That's it. Show's over.
Please refer to the previous email on Age Play.
Oh, I think you have one more.
You had one more.
I got one more question.
Oh, my God.
Number three.
15 minutes later.
So, number three.
Number three. Number three. Ha, ha, ha. What is the protocol on telling a roommate about your sexuality? I'll be in a dorm, and while I don't want to bring the subject up out of the blue or make the guy feel uncomfortable, any negative repercussions would only be made worse by postponing telling him. Thanks, Livy.
It could be good, bad, or awkward.
You're going to have to feel out the situation and see if it's even safe to bring it up at all.
Well, I mean, Sarah lived in a four-person dorm, so it was a dorm with four different rooms in it, and all three of them were like turbo Christians, and none of them gave a fuck about us. Mm-hmm. They were like, they thought I was cool because I brought over an Xbox 360 after the damn thing just came out every weekend. they didn't care if I was fucking him in the ass back there because he was in there playing Gears of War, going fuck. And swearing in his God's name.
You may be going to hell, but God bless your Xbox 360.
Exactly. And then he had another roommate that was okay with it. And then, or you could have the whole Tyler Clemente issue, and you know, your roommate's filming you and broadcasting it over iChat while you're fucking a guy. And then, yeah. So people are dicks too. So be careful.
You know,
fill out the situation.
Basically, if he's up front with his shit, you should probably be up front with yours. Otherwise, I mean, bring it up when the time's right.
I believe there's also, I don't know how prevalent this is or what your school that you're going to is going to be like, but I believe there is some sort of basic roommate matching questionnaire for dorm mates or something like that.
So do they put gay guys together? Because, I mean,
you just get this horrible troll administrator that's like, all right, so this guy's from southern Mississippi, and this guy's from San Francisco. Oh, yeah, they're roommates.
But I don't know.
Massive troll face.
I mean, I don't know what kind of questions they'd ask on that, like political affiliation, or maybe put people of the same religion together, or something like that, so.
Oh, so you're like Southern Baptist, Wiccan.
Yeah, together. Wasn't there a joke or an email or something it was a Christian and a Wiccan living together, and it was like, it was all Jesus-y stuff on one side of the room, but it was all pentacles and candles on the other side of the room. I don't remember where I saw this. It sounds like a great idea for a sitcom. It may be they do that dumb thing where they paint a big line. They put a big white line down the middle of the dorm to separate it, and Charlie Sheen comes in as a guest star and snorts it up. And then everybody's happy. And then the orgy starts.
Hell yeah.
On that note, good night, big ball snow. So, now what?
That was it?
That's it.
Oh, okay, you really want to end it there. Okay, that's cool.
So there we go. All of our emails for this week. Holy shit. If we haven't been murdered by next week, I'm sure we'll have a hell of a topic. Yeah. And this would be by our mates and not anybody else.
Yes.
Should we have talked about our own?
We don't have time.
It's almost
midnight. Oh my god, it's 11:40. Fuck that. Fuck them. We're going home.
Yes, on that note, good night and big balls.
I already said that. You can cut it where I said it. It's funnier.
No.